Hi there, Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice Dyer in the Magnus Protocol. As part of the Magnus Archive's 10th anniversary, Rusty Quill is hosting a special Magnus Live show at the upcoming Crossed Wires Podcast Festival in Sheffield. Join co-creators Jonathan Sims and Alexander J. Newell on the 5th of July for a new iteration of our live show, Statement Begins, where you can hear fan-favourite statements such as Anglerfish, Red Live, and gain exclusive insights into the creation and history of the show straight from the creators themselves. You can buy your tickets now, including limited numbers of meet and greet tickets, from crossedwires.live or the link in the description of this episode.
Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 79, Hide and Seek.
Streets by Martin K. Blackwood. The streets are hard in London, paved in old secrets, the hot smell after the rains, the threads of people walking, living, loving.
You're sure about this? He did tell us to go home.
Yeah, and then he said, sorry for everything, something's up.
You don't think he's going to, you know...
I don't know, but he's going to do something and it's going to be bad. And I don't mean like sneaking a cigarette bad, like properly bad.
So we need to help him?
We need to stop him.
And we needed my tape recorder because...
Because something tells me we're going to need evidence by the end of today. I don't want to wind up in court without something to back me up.
Court?
Yeah, a tribunal if we're lucky, inquest if we're not.
You did use a new tape, didn't you?
Yeah, I took one off the pile.
Was it blank or... Tim?
It was blank.
He's never going to speak to us again.
Don't get my hopes up.
John?
And he's gone. Thought so.
Oh, you don't think he's going to...
I don't know, Martin. I think he's going fully off the deep end is what I think. If he hasn't already...
Look, I know you don't like him.
You got that, did you?
But I'm not going to help you get him fired.
Martin, what do you think is happening here? This isn't office politics. It's not like he's had one too many at the Christmas party and started ranting about the Greeks. Whatever is happening here, it's literally supernatural.
Really? Isn't that a little, you know...
No, it isn't a little, you know. There is something in this place, and it's messing up our heads. It watches us all the time. It stops me quitting. I'm pretty sure it would stop Elias firing John, even if he decided to actually try running this place for once.
You sure you don't just want to stay?
I'm sure.
But, like, deep down...
No.
Oh. So you really think the Institute is, what, haunted?
I used to, but... Now I think it's worse.
Worse how?
Oh, God! What the hell was that?
No!
What the hell was that?
It kind of looked...
God, don't say it.
It did, though, didn't it?
That wasn't Sasha.
No, it wasn't. You don't think...
He told her to go home, like us.
Yeah.
And she did.
Yeah. It went into the tunnels.
No. No. Not happening.
We can't just leave him.
Yeah, we can.
I'm going.
Martin. I'm not coming down there with... Fine.
Damn, 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 damn! took Michael's door. It was that office. The thing that was pretending to be Sasha. It opened into the tunnels.
The tunnels.
Not exactly the escape I was hoping for. I'm hardly surprised. Must be its idea of the joke. Still, it is. It is a head start, I suppose. I have no idea where in the tunnels I am. Or how far down. At least it didn't leave me trapped in some corridor hell maze. A different corridor hell maze, at least. So I suppose I just wait for now. I don't think it's going to just give up. And I can't risk attracting its attention. It might already be down here with me. Just stay quiet. Stay hidden. God, I'm an idiot. Smash the table, kill the monster. Stupid. Lazy, sloppy assumption. Of course, the table was binding it. The table is webs and spiders. Spiders are something else. They don't help each other. They oppose. They weaken. It was caught in a web. And I... All the pieces were there. And I couldn't see it. I don't know how much tape I have left. I'm going to stop recording to conserve it if... Oh, Christ.
What now? We need to hurry.
Shh. I thought I heard something up ahead.
I didn't hear anything. Why do you think it was the Sasha thing?
Will you shut up about that? It wasn't anything like her.
I know, but I mean, like, if you really stretched her out...
We're never going to find him down here.
So go get some help.
Elias is probably still in his office.
I thought you said he was a waste of a suit.
Yeah, well, he's better than nothing.
If you want to go, I understand.
I'm not just going to leave you down here.
You were all about quitting.
Oh, for God's sake. This isn't about you.
It never is.
All right, fine. Fine. What do you want? What's your light at the end of these spooky damn tunnels? And don't say everyone happy forever, because that's not happening. Well?
I don't know. I don't know! I want to find out what's going on. I want to save John. I want everyone to be fine. And you know what? If we were all happy, that wouldn't actually be the end of the world.
Fine.
No! No, it's not! Fine! You've been going on and on and on about how alone you feel because John's not taking your feelings into account while he's having his breakdown, but you're just doing the same thing! We've all been going through this, Tim, but you're the only one who's been running away.
Okay, okay. Look, let's keep going. There's nobody here.
Yes, there is.
Stay back.
No.
Who are you?
I'm Michael. Did the Archivist not tell you about me? Good. Surprises are better.
What are you doing down here?
Probably watching the archivist die. Maybe not. Either way, it's amusing. I think it's called a sport.
What?
I think I might also kill you. It would be easier than killing the archivist. None of you are protected down here.
No, hang on!
You are going to try and help. And I want to see what happens without you there.
Martin?
No, okay? Because there's two of us and there's one of you, okay?
Martin.
He's not killing anyone!
Martin, look at his hands!
Oh.
Go.
Where the hell are we?
Thinking I might have gone away, but I think it can sense me.
At least a bit. I can hide. For now, I think. But I don't know for how long. I can't kill it. I heard the tape. It erased Sasha just like that. Deleted her from the world. I just hope this tape works the same. That my voice remains intact. Even if I'm gone, even if it wears a face that people think is mine, pulls me apart, becomes me. Listen, it's not me. Whoever hears this, it is not me. I don't even remember what she looks like. Even now that I know, now that I've seen it twisted, and I still don't remember her. Face I can picture as a
John. Come out wherever you are. It's okay, John. It's Sasha. Reliable old Sasha. Nothing to be afraid of. You seem stressed, John. You've been under a lot of pressure. You should talk about it. Have a real good chat.
You like talking, don't you, John? I'm going to marry you, John. I'm going to marry everything you are. And you never existed. No one will ever know. And it will hurt. Oh, yes, it will.
Further down.
I don't think we're under the Institute anymore.
What was that thing?
I'm trying to not to think about it. It makes my head feel weird.
Well, which way do you think?
Right. Let's go right.
Fine. I don't think this thing's working properly. It keeps making this weird noise.
I'm sorry, Martin. I'm Sasha. I'm so sorry. I should have... I'm sorry, God. I'm so sorry.
I wonder, if I'm well, will I really become the archivist? Help the eye of its pupil? Probably not. Better just kill you, I think. Yes. I think that would be best.
Please forgive me. If you're still alive, if you hear this, get as far away from the madness as
you can.
No. No, please. What?
Mr. Sims.
Yes.
I think it's time we had a talk.
The Magnus Archives is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. Today's episode was written and performed by Jonathan Sims, produced by Alexander J. Newell and Mike LeBeau, and directed by Alexander J. Newell. To subscribe, view associated material, and make donations, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes, tweet us at TheRustyQuill, visit us on Facebook or email us at mail@rustyquill.com. Join our community on the forums via the website or on Reddit at r/TheMagnusArchives. Thanks for listening.
Kaufland bringt Frische in dein Leben. Mit mehr als 400 täglich frisch gelieferten Obst- und Gemüseartikeln. Mehr als 1500 frischen Molkereiprodukten direkt vom Erzeuger. Und zwar auch in Bio, laktosefrei, vegan und sogar in High Protein. Dazu kommen knusprig frische Backwaren. Mehrmals täglich frisch aus dem Ofen. Außerdem herzhaft frisches Fleisch aus eigener Produktion und von ausgewählten Landwirten. Kaufland, hier bin ich richtig.
Richtig frisch!
Billy Hindle here, the voice of Alice in the Magnus Protocol, and I'm here to tell you about From the Library of Jürgen Leitner, an upcoming novel available for pre-order right now at rustyquill.com/novel. Return to the world of the Magnus Archives in From the Library of Jürgen Leitner, an official prequel novel written by Nebula, World Fantasy and Aurora award-winning author Primi Mohammed, with the help of the Magnus Archives' own writer and lead voice, Jonathan Sims. From the Library of Jürgen Leitner explores an infamous organization from the Magnusverse for the first time, the perilous private library of the enigmatic collector Jürgen Leitner, where occult books are guarded and researched at a fatal cost. Leitner's library keeps the dangers of these books in check and the would-be readers safe, or so Leitner claims. For two of Leitner's employees, the risks are worth it. For Hugh Franklin, the library is a place to belong. For Sebastian Everett, the library is an opportunity to indulge arcane ambitions. Though their 10 years at the library were years apart, Hugh and Sebastian's stories unfold in parallel, and their footsteps echo down the same eerie aisles, caught in a web spun long before either ever heard the name Jürgen Leitner. Will they find a way out, or will the library consume them before it's too late? From the Library of Jürgen Leitner will be published on October the 27th, 2020. And is available for pre-order now. Visit rustyquill.com/novel for more information. That's rustyquill.com/NOVEL.